This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Today's discussion is on building sales teams, a few key points. So here's the discussion, and this really came out of a discussion I had with a startup founder not very long ago. That startup founder has been incredibly successful, and we were talking about the challenges in hiring and growing sales teams. So here are a few key rules and thoughts on building and growing sales teams. First, when you hire salespeople, the great ones, the sustainable great ones, are so critical, so important. You better, as you find them and they prove themselves, you better find ways to keep them. That's point one. The second point is, when hiring salespeople, I've always said, if I hire an administrative person, someone that does a technical job, the chance of success and the right fit might be 60, 70, 80%. If we're hiring a salesperson, I might think the chances of success are 30, 40, 50%. So just you're always taking a much greater risk in hiring great salespeople for a lot of reasons. Third, you need salespeople and sales leaders that aren't afraid to work hard, to get their hands dirty, to talk to people, that aren't always looking for the easy fix. I've seen people in sales jobs rely so much on social media and outside market forces and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, if you're going to be a successful salesperson, you probably have to be making a lot of calls, talking to a lot of people, being in front of the right people, and doing a lot of those things constantly to be a great salesperson. Fourth, the great salespeople don't just sell. They're very good on the back end on making sure that their clients get served well. That's what leads to great long-term relationships. It's not just sales. It's sales plus connecting to the execution team, the execution people, making sure things go overall great. Fifth, in sales and building a sales team, the very worst number is one. You have to build a team. It's one of the lessons I've learned in business over the years. So if you're reliant on just one, you're in trouble. Salespeople come and go. So if you're reliant on one, you're in trouble. So at the end of the day, you need to build a team. Pick a number. It depends what business you're in. It could be 5, it could be 10, it could be 200. Depends what business you're in. But you have to understand that building that team is a serious commitment. So that's today's discussion, which is building a sales team. I've looked at some companies over the years that have made their sales team the crown jewel of the company. Medline is a great example of that. We at Becker's Healthcare are so thrilled at the quality of our sales team and the sales team that's been built. And it's a long time to build this team of greatly talented team and individuals. Again, thank you for listening to Building a Sales Team, 5 Key Points.